People will vote in council elections next month, June the 7th. Morning Ireland is gauging opinions across the country in the build-up to the vote. Our reporter Cian McCormack joins us again this morning from Sligo. And Cian, you were telling us earlier about some of the issues that people there feel strongly about and which will influence their votes. How would you gauge the mood among voters?
Audrey, people are angry. There's frustration about the access to health services, housing and immigration. But people are also firmly focusing on local issues that they feel that their local councillors can fix, like roads, footpaths and amenities. So while I've been here in County Sligo, I've gone from town to town talking to voters. Here's an audio diary of that journey. It's early in the morning at St. Paul's National School in Colooney.
Bye, Daddy! Bye!
Jade Norris and Simon Lynch are dropping their kids to school.
What are the issues for people coming into the local election?
GPs, it's impossible to get into your local GP now without a month's waiting list. You're booking ahead. I know for elderly people, for my mother, I'd have to book ahead a month in advance, and if she's not sick, you cancel the appointment.
Is there just a shortage of GPs?
I think it's a shortage across the board, like, and even like the hospital, the doctors in the hospital as well. It's big waiting times at the moment, I think, in Sligo General.
Housing, for me, is the biggest issue. The population's expanding, but housing isn't.
Your own situation, what is it?
We're privately renting.
So how long are you on the housing list?
About a year, year and a half, give or take. About a year, year and a half. So I don't expect any offer of housing for a long, long time, if at all.
Health and access to services are issues that pop up over and over again as I travelled through County Sligo. But the next issue is the one that really dominates.
The immigration is the obvious one, which we, none of us have hit on. Like, you know, people don't want to bring it up because they don't want to be seen as racist or whatever it might be. But like, we cannot continue to let people into our country if we're not able to provide the same level of welfare as would be expected. A country of this size, with the infrastructure we have, with the housing deficit we already have, with the shortage in healthcare we already have, the country can't simply support it.
Robert Craig highlights immigration, but he says the N17 is another major issue.
It's the safety factor on the N17. Every year we have a large number of deaths on that road, and it's very, very unsafe. And it's really not acceptable. There's deaths all the way up to Tubbercurry.
And what's the problem on the road?
The road is unfit for purpose. It's very simple. Very, very unfit for purpose. It needs widening.
When I get to Tubbercurry, Noel Early is out with the local tidy towns.
We don't have a swimming pool and we don't have a place for young people to congregate.
Is there any other issues then that might be in your mind when it comes to voting?
Big issue here at the moment is the Greenway. They want to develop a Greenway on the old Sligo to Galway railway line, which is just about 500 metres from us at the moment. But it seems very slow. It doesn't seem to be getting any go-ahead, any get up and go, you know.
It's sunny at Enniscrone Beach when I get there. Sean Morris, just like Noel Early, says it's local issues that are important.
Well, I suppose maybe more employment around the place and the general area, better roads in it and more finance for them to get them, you know, get them into better shape for the public.
Further up the road is Eastkey. Charlie Leroy owns the River Rest Cafe.
Just roads and paths, things like that, just the basics to rejuvenate it and just give it a boost.
Walking towards my car to head to Sligo, I'm approached by a woman.
I was told that you were here by somebody down the street.
She introduces herself as Denise Clark and says she won't vote for anyone supporting an EU-UN agenda.
What is the biggest impact on your vote? Is it local issues or national ones?
Both, and international, because we're all connected. And there's an agenda behind it. Like, I'm in my 60s. You've got the COVID whole crisis, which I think is a sham, and according to your organisation, you think was wonderful. They're lying about climate change. They're lying about the spray in the skies. And it's the same agenda, because you can hear the politicians and the newscasters saying the exact same thing.
Now, I'm only interested in the local elections. What are the big issues around here?
Well, in Eastgee, not particularly, but migration would be a big one. Housing is a huge thing, because especially in Eastgee, there's a lot of people from Eastgee that don't have access to housing, and they've moved to Enniscrone or to Moore West.
The next stop is Ballysadare. The village houses international protection seekers.
I think we're probably coming close to a tipping point. You'd love to leave us, you know, you'd like to see people coming into the country, making a contribution to the country, which a lot of them have done. But the problem you see there is that the far right element there are starting to push buttons fairly hard on people who maybe have a degree of nervousness. So maybe the communication across the board maybe should be upped a bit and improved a little bit, to be honest.
Are they pushing your buttons?
No, I haven't seen it. But I'm hearing from a lot of people around that they are, yeah.
Owner of the Tempo Cafe, Noreen Kelly, has a different view.
We've seen a lot of asylum seekers come to our village. They are lovely people. We meet them on the street every day. They won't say hello unless you say hello first, and then they'll have a big smile, which is great. I have no problem with them. They are the loveliest people. They seem to be, but zero connection with the village. It's like they're here, but they're not here. I would love to see some kind of connection, like somebody build a connection between the locals and them, because I think they would have a lot to offer.
So are you saying that candidates, as they come around?
We actually haven't had one candidate here yet, but when they do, I would be happy to say that to them.
In 400 metres, turn left onto Fish Quay.
My final stop is Sligo Town. Immigration, housing and access to services remain the key talking points.
I think at the minute the main topic would be immigration and stuff like that. I think it's affected a lot of people. There's a lot of homeless people in Sligo. I think we've been neglected.
Why is it such an issue for you then?
Personally for me, because my son was homeless and my son was offered a sleeping bag and a piece of plastic. And I think that is horrendous in this day and age. And I think it's an absolute disgrace. And then you go and you see people being brought in without papers and stuff. We're not asking for everything. We're asking for a bit of support, a bit of help. You know, we don't mind genuine people. Do you know what I mean? I come from a travel community myself. So I don't mind genuine people. I don't mind all of that. I think, yeah, help where you can help.
Sligo woman Teresa Andrews there. Well, later in the programme, we'll be discussing many of the issues heard there with a panel of guests here in Sligo. But Audrey, until then, it's back to you in Dublin.
Cian, thank you very much indeed. Cian McCormack live in Sligo. It's